Regina, City Council will be meeting tomorrow to consider several agendas, which include a fare-free transit pilot for high school youth. The agenda is being presented by Better Bus Youth, BBY, a group that has been around for several years now, advocating for public transportation for those under the age of 18. In a press release, the group said that passing the motion will make it easier for families to get their kids to and from school. Additionally, kids can travel to work or extracurricular activities without having to spend any money. Adam Begamery, a Youth City bus user, noted that students have to spend $300 to use the bus over the span of 6 months, but the school year lasts longer than that. One person who constantly relies on public transportation year-round is Youth City bus user Ren Dreher. Dreher said, "I've benefited lots from the bus system since my family only has one car, which my mom often needs for her full-time job. This means that I often can't get picked up or driven to places since the cars are in use, so I use the bus pretty often. Not only would free public transportation make it easier for students to get around, but it would also provide more safety to youth." The group notes walking to school or work can put youth in danger in certain circumstances like weather or passing by a high crime zone area. Kimberly Colodi Watt, youth leader of BBY, mentioned how she has two little sisters and wants to ensure they have a safe way to get around. So, BBY is urging Regina Mayor Chad Baczynski and City Council to pass the fare-free transit pilot to create a better, cleaner and safer city. In 2022, Regina City Council voted to make transit free for all youth under the age of 13. Whether or not City Council will pass the motion will be decided on Wednesday at 9 a.m.